JC Jewelers.
Hi.
Yeah.
Aubrey?
It is me.
Oh, hey, how are you?
I am gravy. I heard you gave a holler in. I know tried getting you late last week just to kind of share with you that some of the documentation. We don't actually have any documentation for y'all. So.
Okay. All right. I guess I'm not that surprised about that. I wasn't.
But you do have a JBT.
I know, yeah.
And all of that other stuff, which is gravy and good for everybody. It's less that you have to jump through holes on. Do you want me to send that back over your way, do you know?
Yeah, do you, for the documentation or?
Yeah, for the terms and policies and account info under your other account, that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, can you just email it to John at JC Jewelers?
Absolutely. I'll do the same thing
that'll be
last
easy.
Time. Yeah.
Okay. Did you email it? You didn't email it to me yet, right?
Yes, I did. The same
thing
we did talk, like, right when we were on the phone. And I think you did confirm
if you emailed
you received it. But.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Then I can hop on there and fill it out.
No, that's okay.
So
I can certainly do it. It's not a big, huge deal at the end of the day.
Oh, no. Don't worry about it.
I'm just trying to combine the one account with the other account that they know who you are moving forward, like doing business as. Because right now it just has your LLC up, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's a different name than JC Jewelers. So it can be confusing to some people. Oh, no, it's totally fine.
That was just how we had to purchase the business.
No, it's, John, it really, honestly, a lot of people do it that way. And then they'll do doing business as. And then I do JC, and then JCJ, I think it is what we put, because we take jewelers or diamonds or anything that is high-end off of our shipping to address, that is.
Nice. Okay, well, I'll get that filled out. And
yes, that's first step anyways. But is there anything that I can help with?
Yeah, I am looking for another diamond. It's kind of a smaller one, but it's a tapered baguette.
Okie dokie. Did the other matching ones not going to work? Because I couldn't find them in lab.
Oh, yeah, this is, for the trapezoid? I am supposed to meet with those guys later today, so I think I'm just going to feel them out and tell them we have that option and just see what they're thinking before I have you send them.
Oh, absolutely.
Did you send
and
them?
Just know, no. Okay. And we ship for free overnight. Just know that too, through FedEx.
Okay.
So the only time you usually have to get back to me is it's as easy as unless I need it to get it back, but it's once a month is what I usually do.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'll just check in with those guys and see what they're thinking, I guess.
Yeah.
I think they'll either go for it or not. And
I think that's a good idea. And just let me know one way or the other. I just didn't want to drop the ball on our first thing.
No, thanks. Yeah, no, thanks
but
for checking
back. For tapered baguette, what was the millimeters you were looking for?
It was a tricky job with those guys just because we're having trouble finding the stones, and then the meeting was set up, and we sort of missed out. We had to push the meeting back, but they could only meet today, which is, hard for seeing diamonds. Like, you can't get anything shipped in on Mondays, so.
Oh, I can. I'll ship to you for Monday delivery.
Over the weekend?
We pay for shipping to you.
Yeah.
And then we also pay for most of the shipping costs on a Saturday delivery, if that ever was something you guys needed. It's like a $15 charge. The only thing is if it's less than $500, I believe it's like a $10 shipping charge. But in all other assets, we take care of that for you. I am legit your diamond everything. You just need to send me or text me what you're looking for. I will find it. I will send you an email or give you a holler or text you back, however way you'd like to be answered. And I mean, I know what you guys have sold. I know what fits in your mounting's the best? Because you guys actually, your store, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but during COVID, you guys basically redeveloped our entire Meli system for us. So on the 1.35, 2.35,
right.
Because it fits your mountings and everything so much better. So
yeah.
We adjusted and made sure that everything was copacetic for you guys, but we needed to redo it for everybody. It just makes it so easy. It makes it easy in a way that at the end of the day, you can use every single piece every single time. And that's what people need. That's what people want. Who wants to order in something and it only use half of the parcel? You know what I'm saying? Like with Meli and some of your custom goods. They would just send me a confetti email. Ange would send over Jan saying, I need one carat of blah, blah, blah. And I knew exactly what blah, blah, blah was, which was GH or FGH VS to SI1. So it's really that simple. I take a lot of the hard and the back and the forth and all the stuff that maybe is a little harder now because you have to be the guy to do a lot of that ordering and stuff. I'll take it right off of your plate for you, and then I'll lay goods in that you can have on memo lock, you know, and go that route. So use me.
Okay. let's see. So, I think, I mean, with the small stones, I mean, I'm thinking, like, right, like, I know we used to order all that stuff through you, but we, like, to be super honest, we have some other guys. So I had some vendors because my dad's a jeweler. So I had some vendors through him, and there's these guys that are just like, their prices are a lot cheaper for small stones.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, so it's not what we do well. It's more of an accomplice.
Yeah.
So if that's the case.
I'm just being really honest with you.
No. I
appreciate
your honesty.
These guys are like
$600
to $700 a carat.
The quality of goods is. So the quality
BSF
of it is.
Plus.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cheap.
And not lab grown, right? It's like.
No, it's, natural diamonds.
And you tested all everything and made sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
These
as long as it's
really
a good company.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. I wanted to let you know kind of what we have established over time. And if you need me last minute because they can't do it overnight.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm always going to be here to throw it into the, and like for these papers, I guess,
I mean,
you're going to be looking
Right, yeah. And I mean, we're always, you know, for larger stones, that's a different story. Like those guys don't even do large stones.
Yeah, Meli guys I can't compete with, honestly.
I know, yeah.
Because that's their world, and they're really good at their world.
Yeah.
Even our head buyer, his wife, is the head buyer for a very big and large Meli company. And he's like, I can't even compete. I can't even buy for my own wife. So, you know, like, I wish I could, but she has to send it out to people like yourself. She can't sell the wholesalers because her pricing is just so bar none great.
Yeah.
That being said, tell me about this secret that I got to work off.
Okay, and we can always, I don't know, I mean, I know we used to get it from you, and I'll keep that in mind. And
if you ever needed it, that's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, most of our business
well, that's
was
I was
Meli.
I mean, that's why I just straight, But
oh,
we need,
I appreciate
we order,
that.
We need lots of bigger stones, too, so, like, maybe we can pivot a little bit, and I don't know, I was just mentioning the price, because,
I like, and if you can, I don't know about your other guys, but if it ever comes down to it and you could maybe send me their detailed information of what you're getting, I can absolutely take that to my buyers.
Yeah, that's why I was like, well, I mean, that's why I told you, because... You're saying
I appreciate honest. No. I absolutely love this conversation.
Okay.
And you can send it to me later. There's a lot going on in your world right now. So
all right.
We'll do that later. But I think I got onto it because it's not listed online, and I wanted you to know, hey, like, this is what we used to do, but it's not a big deal one way or the other.
Okay. All right.
And it's as easy as an email for anything you are looking for or a text message to me, and I will find it, get it to you, and get it back out to you.
Okay. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the tapered baguette.
Yes,
Let's see. So it's, oh, okay. So lengthwise, 5.4.
Okay.
And then it is 2.5 on the wide end and 1.25 on the narrow end.
And you said 1.25?
So it's 5.4
by
2.5
by 1.25.
Yep, exactly.
Okie dokie. And G-H-I-S-I or is it F-G-H-S-I? What are we putting it next to?
They have, I mean, this ring looks, I think we should just go for, like, high grading.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so V-S-G-H maybe?
All right. That's what our typical melee is going to be anyway, so it works for me.
What do you think? Do you think you might have some luck with this? It seems like a weird size.
I just send it off to my buyer. Honestly, they're glorious. I send this off to my buyer.
Yeah.
And they get back to me within an hour, and then I'll send you the details by email like I did last time on those others.
Yeah, I like that. That was easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it's 5 point. I'm trying to measure because they had one fall out of this ring.
Oh, gotcha. So this is like a replacement.
I mean, it could be a 5. I mean, maybe it is more like 5.5.
I'll do a 5.45 and something.
That would be perfect. Yep, that
and
would
I'll
be
do,
perfect.
I'll do D to H in color, VS2 to SI1.
Yeah. Yep, okay.
Only one you need, it sounds like?
Just one, yeah.
All righty, let me call over there.
All right.
And
okay.
Like I said, first things first on the level of the paperwork, documentation.
Yeah, let me... Sorry,
and
I'm
then,
sorry, the phone cut out a tiny bit. Fill out the paperwork, is that what you're telling
me
to do?
Yes, just as completely as possible, and I did it off of your normal account.
Yeah.
So it's going to be populated. It's more for us to, like, dot I's, cross T's.
Why am I not seeing
of...
it?
Hmm.
Oh, did you send it? You sent it to John at JC Jewelers, right?
Mm-hmm. But it should say Forever West. It shouldn't say... You know what I mean? It's not going to have JC Jewelers on it. It's
great.
Just the one.
This was on the 15th.
Yeah, last week it would have just come from a general credit.
I don't have it.
I'll redo it right now. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, that was funny because I thought I did confirm when we were talking. That's
weird. When we were talking, I confirmed that I thought you had an account that was set up through, and we work with JBP. We're one of their head people that we work with on the board. So it helps everybody out in that perspective because it keeps your JBP up, you know, up the chain of command, so to speak. We're in cahoots with Eric and everybody over there, Brenda. But that being said, too, it could be that I just saw that you had an account that was already developed, but none of the paperwork had been done yet, and that's what I needed to find out, which is what I did. And then I sent the email, but my apologies, I wasn't connected to your account as your account rep yet.
Oh, okay.
So it might have come from a Katie at or a credit at rdidiamonds.com or a K-E, maybe. I'm not sure.
I only have, like, 5 emails from Friday.
It would have been before Friday because we talked
earlier
in the week. But don't worry about it. Don't go looking
into
it.
I see it. I found it. Oh, wait. No. Here's the request.
The one I'm going to send to you right now, as soon as I get this tapered baguette, it's going to have all the information that JBP has already populated, which is easier for you to fill out. You just have to double check and make sure it's accurate for me.
Okay.
Like shipping purposes, because that's how FedEx gets to you guys the easiest way.
Perfect.
Does
all
that make sense? I'm sorry that I'm throwing more at you.
No, that's this is easy for me to fill out this paperwork. That's not a problem at all.
And it's literally going to be a quick, like, even faster than that documentation right there that you see. So.
great. Okay. Yeah.
And then,
no worries.
I know Ann said it was kind of easy to use and figure out your POS system to find out what is left for that sort of thing so that we can gauge. I want to get that underneath your umbrella, the new location umbrella, so that, I mean, moving forward, you won't have to worry about much going forward if that was the case. So.
Yeah, no. I'm going to send a message over to the store right now and see if there's a report they can print and see what we have in there.
Yeah,
I know
even
we walked around and
mine.
They pointed at. Yeah, okay. Right, because
you could trade all of those out. And just to give you an idea, and I'll give you a for instance that's easy to understand, and I'm going to use easy numbers. I had a client that bought a 2-carat 2-3 years ago, in 2021. Prices were obviously a lot different. $18,000, I'll make it $20,000 for that 2-carat. Turn around, and now that same stone's cost is literally less than $12,000. That's $6,000 that you just earned.
Wow, that is...
And
crazy.
Can apply towards any other purchase moving forward, or many purchases, or one big gambit, so to speak. Or smaller size ranges. Because smaller across the country is seemingly what is selling right now in comparison to lab. Just kind of take lab off the table. So I just to throw that at you, does it always work that way? Absolutely not, but being good partners and having, you know, that mutual satisfaction where you guys are getting the sale on things, but I don't know when it sells from you unless, like, I didn't know about that princess.
I knew that we had sold it for stock
and that it had been sitting there still, and I'm like, you don't need two of them. Let's get rid of them. And I kept saying it to Jan, and... We just never got to that point, but...
It's hard because, like, once we put it in a ring, then you're like, oh, God, we're going to have to pull that out and redo it. But there are some things in the store that there are some designs that I don't like.
Oh,
and the girls are like, these are the ones, because we've been talking about it, and they're like, yeah, these are kind of the ones. So it would be nice to start going through and... maybe we see what they're worth and just kind of one at a time.
And that's my job. So you don't have to worry about doing that. You just send me a list of here's what we have of your inventory that Jan and Jeter or JC Jewelers purchased at one set time.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go into JC Jewelers in my system, find out how much you paid for it, get the overall dollar amount. And I'm also going to then look up, and this is on anything in your store, even if you like it.
Yep.
Because if there's a difference of $5,000-$6,000, it kind of makes sense.
Right. Yeah, that does make sense.
Because that right there could be five stones, too. GIA certified, or a whole different piece, a whole different line. I mean, the potential is there for anything, and it's really quite nice that... You know, my company was the first and the original one to be that guy that does this because it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. And then, so if a customer comes back in with a diamond, same deal?
Bang.
Really?
$1 more. So here's what I will share with you. It gets a little bit hairy because I don't know if you're, I mean, obviously you could, I'm gathering you could probably pull up their documentation and find out how much they paid for it. I can go into my system and find out how much you guys paid for it, and we can figure out whatever that percentage over cost would be. And then, obviously, your mounting costs and the custom to make it a Jeter, which I totally had a dream about you guys turning it into the Kennedy. Honest and truly, I'm not even lying. Like, Regal and Royal and Presidential and, you know, you're going to, you know, the Jeters are still out there and we can still find them to make something, but... My dream, literally, that's the commercial that was playing in between aliens off the coast of California. I mean, it was kind of a weird dream, and I don't even know how I remember my dream so well. But that being said, all you ever have to do is say $1 more. So for your girls in the store, like Bree or Hannah, if you guys do any clienteling or just, it's a slow time in March or February, March, right after the holidays or whenever your slow times are. It's a matter of picking up the phone and saying, hey, you know, I know you bought a bridal piece or you bought this, you know, just wanted to reach out and let you know we still have that available deal, or throw it up on social media. Anything purchased, all you ever have to do. If you want to switch your mounting, let's make something old become something new. There's so many different things, and I could start hitting you with a ton of marketing, but I'm not going to do that today. So, but I have lots of ideas and lots of other assets that could provide value to you when you're ready for, like, a snow promo sale going through Tokyo Marine on this exact day. You know, you get people in, and... You want it to snow more than it does on that first time around because they cover your butt for you, right?
Yeah.
But that next year, because I've had a great client of mine, it happened to them. Mm-hmm. That next year, they had the best Christmas they've ever had because the year before that, it snowed on that day. So they did the promotion again, and everybody and their brother remembered because you plaster it all over social media. Or I have a jeweler right now that you can buy vacation packages for like $125. You got to get there and pay like taxes and fees, but there's five different locations. $2,000, $3,000, and a $5,000 purchase will get you one of those five locations depending on how much you spend.
Oh, wow.
You buy 12 of them in a lump sum, which is little to nothing, really, $2,500 or so. I think she spent on 10 or 12 of those packages. She is throwing them out the door with her bridal sales. It doesn't matter if it's lab or natural or whatever it is. So little things like that, I've done so many different diamond events throughout the years. And social media posts and blankets, and I have all of that right on the back end of, but it's all on JC Jewelers right now, and that's what I need, is I needed to go back to you.
Yeah, I've got a note here. Yeah, no problem. That sounds good. We're definitely going to do it, and
Are you going to do a grand opening by any chance?
Oh.
Or a re-grand opening after the first year?
We thought about that. Jeez, I don't know. We sort of thought about that and just...
I think you should. I don't know.
Do you think so? It's kind of
I think after the first year.
Do a promotional thing.
Absolutely, and why not take the chance to get people in the door?
God, I know. Yeah.
I mean, Small Business Saturday is always a thing, but how many people derive and want to be... Like, I guess it's all about your clientele. Yeah. You have clientele that are in the area that I'm sure, like, do a ton of restaurantees or bartenders, and all of your hospitality people all live in the same neck of the woods, even though you guys are kind of known for the lovely mountain-esque scenes, and right now you're about to go into busy season. But yet the summers are pretty busy for you guys, too, so... I guess it's just a matter of what do you guys want to be known for and coming up with that. what does your store say to people moving forward? Like, what's your, if you were to have an an elevator speech, what does it say about you guys?
Yeah, what, I know the, you know, Jude and Jan knew so many people, too, so I know the girls in the store, they're just, like, and it's a small town, so everyone, you know, it's like gossip, kind of.
I love that.
So lots of people came in, and Hannah was just like, oh, my God, I've just had this conversation, like, 100 times in the last, like, 2 weeks. But I still feel like the reopening sale, you know, like, advertising thing seems like we should. Would be nice to do something.
We're still the same JC Jewelers, you know.
Right, yeah. And that is the, I mean, that's definitely the truth. We're doing
it. It is.
It's, nothing has really changed.
Well.
Yeah.
The fact that you worked there for as long as you did and you were a staple.
Yeah.
The other thing I can absolutely do,
working.
Too.
Yeah.
Because I was the one that had Mid-Atlantic Jewelry News and Southern Jewelry News with Bill Newman. He's a great friend of mine. He owns the publication. Alyssa Dillon is also a great friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
Maybe once you guys get up and moving, they're the ones who did that big, huge article and spread on the front cover of their newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were in one of the pictures with you.
Yeah, I feel like, I know I've seen, you know, stuff over the years. It sounds like kind of familiar, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be cool.
I will absolutely do that for you if you need me to.
That sounds awesome.
Because
well,
it's kind of a refresher to, hey, look, businesses are still up and active. People are still able to retire the right way.
I know.
And it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be, quote, unquote, a child that takes over the business or family members or I could see that concept. Or, like I said, once you figure out your elevator speech, then you can come up with your own ideas.
I know
it's
funny
hard.
Because I know it is hard. And it's, you know, like our business, we have like 8 employees or something. And there's only, there's like
which
2.5. Yeah, I feel like it's like a lot, but we're busy. So it's like so crazy. And we're like, well, we don't want to make big changes because the business is doing great, doing what it's doing. And we took it over and it's just so busy, so like, you
and
know,
it's
always been like, we thought about doing a reopening, we thought about maybe changing the name, but probably not.
Yeah, don't change
and
the name. I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah. No, we're definitely not changing the name.
I always see bad things happen when name changes come into play.
We're not going to do that.
But I mean, I see great things right now for you guys. Like, I'm excited that you guys are at the stage that you're at right now. Like, this is very exciting for you. But I can understand from a perspective of, this is what I used to do, and I liked it, and I did not want to do it, and I kind of wanted to have the store. But, man, is it a lot of info? Is it a lot of doing things that I normally didn't do? Sometimes you just gotta rely on the right people and figure out who those people are. Like, you've got your Melly guys. You've got your dad that's a jeweler, it sounds like. Hopefully he's in the area and he can point you in the right direction.
He came to visit and he wanted to, but we put him to work for a couple days.
We
have some of his stuff in the store, but, you know.
What does he do? Where is he out of?
He's out of Western Massachusetts. His name's John Kennedy, also J. Kennedy Design. He does, like, colored, you should look it up. He does, like, colored cylindrical cut stones that sort of, like, it's kind of like fiber optics. It's, like, light stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
It's pretty cool. He's got a pattern.
Yeah.
He wants to be
retired. So he's the only gemstones? He doesn't have, like, a storefront, then?
No storefront, no. He's just been, you know.
Is he more of a vendor?
He's a vendor. Yeah, he's got his, like, lines, and he has a few stores now. He used to have a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
that like people were selling his business. And he's had storefronts a couple different times, but I don't know.
Well,
I'm not sure what happened with it.
That will be very good to know. I could, like, if anybody, I have conversations with jewelers all over the country. I don't have just one demographic. So RDI is very smart in their motive there, because seemingly most other wholesalers are, okay, you've got this tri-state region. Okay, you've got all the East Coast and down the seaboard. Or, okay, you've got the West Coast, or you got the Midwest, you know. REI gives you one store within a certain mile radius, depending on population, because they want the relationship to be most important. And if you know that I'm fighting the good fight on your behalf, and I am one of the senior people there and been there for too many years, and I say that in the nicest way possible on this inbound call, say hi to whoever's listening. No, I'm joking. Nobody listens anymore.
Well, I called. I couldn't. I was looking at my notes for your phone number, and I was like, "Is this?" It looked like I had your cell phone or your work, but I called. And I'm like, "Aubrey, please."
No, it's the podium.
Podium I don't know who
like
I want.
Our cell numbers or whatever. But what is your what is your cell number? And I'll put it into my phone and send it to you right now.
Yeah, that sounds good. 307-413-0833.
Because I just know it's easier this way.
You're 267, is that you?
No.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm glad I didn't call this number.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put your number on this piece of paper I've got. I've actually got notes for you now. Okay, what's your number?
Actually, you know what I'll do? I'll do this right here. And then you can just save it as a contact. Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Save it as a contact.
Yeah, let's do that.
Perfect.
That's easy.
I just you know what? I'll send you. This
RDI
is my favorite statement and my favorite phrase. So there you go. A little bit of me is right there for you. That's my elevator statement, just so you know.
That's great. I love that.
It's kind of corny, but who cares? I believe the world is perfectly imperfect for a reason, and nothing should ever be ideal. Hence the reason I have a diamond right on my hand, and I left one of the facets off, and only people in our industry can find it.
Really?
Right on the center, right under, above the girdle of my quote-unquote ideal cut diamond. That's not...
Oh. That's great. Awesome. Okay, and I just saw when I looked at my phone, I saw the email with the paperwork.
Awesome. Okay, good. So we're good there. You got my cell number, so you can, that came through for you?
Got it. Yeah,
okay.
I got it saved.
Any other questions or anything else? Because there's a whole other world that comes along. Called our website, where you can actually add your markup to our inventory. We take our names off of it altogether. And if you've got it, I know the girls outside of your wife, obviously, in the store know how to use our website very, very well.
I'll look at that, too.
But
I also what do you think industry standard markups
on
diamonds? Yeah, could you give me those?
Yeah, and I can give it to you based on...
Yeah.
Where are you? Let me go find you.
Because you have a breakdown based off of, like, wholesale cost or something.
I have it off of size, correct.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be interesting to look at. Some of, you know, we've sort of been... This is one of the things we've been slowly going through.
Mm-hmm.
Like making little changes, and it's not like we're trying to like jack up our prices on what we have in the store, but I think some of Jeter and Jan's stuff was like remnants of 1989 when they started the business, you know?
Which is going to come back eventually. It does.
Yeah.
Who knows when, but it will.
Yep. So we're just kind of double-checking, you know, what we're using for markups and everything. And when
Where
I talk
are
to
you
people,
at
then.
On a natural level, then?
Natural,
like, let's say one carrot.
What is, I mean, what should I be doing for labs? That's another question. That
oh, brother man.
Okay.
Do you have on your receipt right now, currently, for a place for them to sign that takes all of the responsibility off of you?
Yes. When
okay.
When we're doing projects, yes.
With labs, correct.
Oh, with labs. Do you think
with
we need something?
Labs. Like a
so
disclaimer?
So we need something saying, I acknowledge I'm buying a lab diamond.
Mm-hmm.
That they sign. I don't
yep.
think they're signing that. No.
Or just something on the back. Like, I know mm-hmm. The Edge system has it,
yeah.
and it's written there. I can get a couple of different phrases and verbatims from some of my other jewelers that are currently using that process.
Yeah.
The two that I'm thinking I know that do are both closed on Monday, so it might be tomorrow by the time I get them. But
yeah,
I would definitely establish having that in their bill of sale.
Yeah.
So that it never comes back on you because
right.
that's a problem. And also,
I know. Well, we've had people walk in.
Ugh.
It's such a weird deal. Like, we have this
it
one
is.
Girl walk in. She sits down. She's got this, like, 3-carat princess cut.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, this got put. It was a super strange meeting, but essentially I thought somebody else did it and I had to fix it. And
okay.
then it ended up being we did it. It wasn't something I worked on, but it was just like a huge diamond and there was no rail under the girdle, so of course it wasn't staying tight.
Mm.
And I had to redo this mounting for her, which came out great. She loved
mm-hmm.
it, but like I looked at this diamond and it says lab diamond on the girdle and I'm like, well,
mm-hmm.
A, I didn't sell this in the first place, and B, I don't know if she knows it's a lab. It's just so weird, you know?
And having that conversation is so difficult if you didn't sell it to begin with and they didn't disclose, then that's
sure
on
they,
you
well,
if you were the last one to touch it. It's almost like, hey,
right.
I went to Walmart and I bought this ring, and can you size it for me? And you need to go up 4
yeah.
sizes.
Oof.
No, say no,
yeah.
no every time because
yeah.
now that gets associated with you every single time as the guy who didn't fix it appropriately.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, you know, they always knew what they were buying, but I don't think she bought it. I think her husband bought it.
Exactly.
And
but
now
that's
does
off
she know?
Your table.
Who knows? Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's weird and it feels uncomfortable, but that's not on you. It's the husband. If
yeah.
they didn't buy with you to begin with, then that's no skin off your back. But you
yeah.
having them sign and document that just proves at the end of
yeah.
the day, because I've literally had some of my jewelers be out $6,000, $8,000 on some of the earlier lab growns because of these situations where – you know, they demand their money back.
Well, and a
they
lot of these
no
diamonds
idea.
Are like $40,000 natural, you know, if they're buying like a 2 to 3 carat like D color VVS.
It's
and
it's
then they come back and
boggling.
Say, no, I thought this was a natural stone and it's not. That is
it
really
is
scary.
Absolutely mine. I can give you a quick verbatim. I had a jeweler out of Arkansas that wanted a fancy yellow pink, like
mm-hmm.
the one when we had our buying event in town on her finger. It was
mm-hmm.
a 5-carat oval in the center, just something elongated. They liked the radiant and cushion, though. So, of
mm-hmm.
course, I go to my buyers, and I try and find a 5-carat, and I couldn't find anything natural. I couldn't find anything color
yeah.
enhanced.
Yeah.
I could, however, find a lab grown, which ended up being, the, unfortunately, my favorite look of all of them. 5-carat on the nose, $2,300 out the door, the prettiest pink. Yeah, it
yeah,
was the prettiest
yeah.
bubblegum pink. Now,
yeah.
to dial it back, they call me and they're like, well, could we look at something natural, maybe smaller, like over 2 carats?
Yeah.
Fully natural? Pink diamond. Okay, yeah,
oh, yeah.
sure.
Oh,
$233,000 for the natural fancy intense pink that looks similar to the pink of the Radiant that was lab grown.
Yeah.
And they didn't want lab
grown. Right.
So I said, well, why don't I go down this road and I then find a color enhanced. It's still a mine diamond. We've just put a treatment on it because it showed the value of a pink stone or orangey or peachy or whatever the case is to make it more pink. We added that temperature treatment to it, $23,000, and that's the one to end up selling.
Wow, that's awesome.
To the jeweler, anyways, and then they put their markup on it, obviously. But, it, I mean, what I will share with you on lab growns is 3 carat and plus, we are not seeing any big heavy movement on bridal for that a lot right now on the east and west. And I know it does get to the inner states a little bit slower than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But
it seems like a lot of people are. It seems like everybody that's coming in is that wants labs or like. Two and a half.
That's about right.
Yeah.
And they're probably budget conscious, and they will go with the natural in the stone if there is any naturals. But then they'll turn around and put that into a pendant later on. That's where you have a, you know, a social media platform blast of, don't forget that you can take your center stones from, you know, your anniversaries, especially right after tax time is a great time to do it because spend that. My tax guy made me do it sale.
Right.
Like, my tax guy is one of my top accounts, and he's out of Massachusetts, Connecticut, Massachusetts area. He's one of my top accounts, but he does my taxes still for me. So
that's where my tax guy is.
Oh, my God. Tell me it's the same dude.
My guy is Kevin Van.
Oh, no. Mine's Ted, DBK, the tax source.
Okay. That would be the craziest thing ever.
right? DBK Family Jewelers. He, for years, he's in Plainville, Massachusetts, which is right outside of Connecticut, I think. For years, he worked for Sterling and Signet, and was the you know, the guy in charge of that demographic, and finally said, I'm not dealing with he hates IGI certs, you know, because you can basically call them whatever you want to call them, and he literally calls himself my asshole. I'm Aubrey's asshole. You can't be. You need to walk away. We're doing our. You know, he's just this little tiny feisty Italian that everybody loves, but he's got so much knowledge behind his back. It's amazing. That's why I would love to get you guys into RJO organization.
Yeah,
too.
I've got that website pulled up on my computer still.
Oh, awesome. Okay, awesome.
I got to spend a little time looking into it, but.
I mean, legitimately, I could make a phone call. And they would send you an email with documentation and then turn around and you would get the first 6 months for free. Decide if you like it. They decide if they like you. I can't imagine they don't. But after it's all said and done, I mean, you get to go to Arizona, Phoenix area in February. That's their first show.
That sounds nice. It sounds warmer than here.
It is warmer, but I'll be honest, Arizona's not my favorite place in the world. I just,
Phoenix. I've been to Phoenix.
Oh, Scottsdale would be awesome, like they do for Centurion shows and stuff. Oh, I love Scottsdale. every show.
Hold on, before I let's check back in on that conversation. We will do that at some point, I'm sure.
Okay.
Okay, markups on diamonds.
Okay.
Lab stones, what are people marking those up?
I think it's all dependent, I would say. I would say you're going to make more on the mountings than you are on the labs.
Yeah. Because they don't cost, they're $600.
Yeah, for 2 carats.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, yeah, your mounting is going to be the most amount of money. But I wouldn't go crazy doing 3, 4, 5-time markups like people did at the beginning of COVID.
We're doing,
because,
we're 2X-ing.
Yeah, no. 2X-ing is exactly where I'm glad
okay.
you had to say it, not me.
Okay.
Because I
you weren't
going to
hurt my feelings.
To disrespect.
No, that's fine. No. Yeah, that's what we're doing. And then what about... So what
so,
about naturals?
On a perspective for naturals.
Like a
one carat. I was going to say, do you have a piece of paper and a pencil? And I can't...
Yeah.
And, or I can email you based off of the markup section on our back end.
Yeah.
Okay. That has just the percentage. And like a one carat's going to cost this much money, right? So...
Yeah, we kind of have ours.
Where
down.
Is yours at?
It's, so we're like 1 to 500, 500 to 1,000.
Oh,
1,
you have a scale.
500. Yeah,
that's
going to
be different.
Doing.
Yeah, I don't scale. I know. I'm not a number.
Yeah.
I have dyslexia. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not a numbers girl.
Too.
Like, maybe it
so
just comes from the East Coast. But
so one
I would
carat
say,
is going to be 1,000 to 2,500 bucks usually, right?
So let me put it in perspective.
Yes.
Anything for a 3/4 carat and down, you should be getting, or I'd say anything 60 and down.
Yeah. Okay.
Pointer and down, you should be getting full 100% markup. So if it costs $100, you put full markup on it. So that's $200, right? Just to make math easy.
Yeah.
Now once you get to the 3/4. You're going to drop it back down to anywhere from, now this is across the country, west to east, east to west, 65 to 85, depending on your market, depending on how potentially you need to be more competitive. Obviously, if you've got a Diamonds Direct in your area or one of these other locations, they...
No, not really. There's a real, the other guys... goes for more of the snob appeal, and I'm sure his markups are way higher than ours, so.
Who is that? What's the name? I'm curious.
Oh, God, I don't know if I want to say it.
Well, here's the good thing. Just so you know, this is the good thing about me. I can look in my system and see every single thing. So if you're competing with that guy.
Oh, yeah. Jackson
Follow
Hole
me
Jewelers.
Up.
I feel like you probably don't.
Who is it?
Jackson Hole Jewelers? Jackson Hole Jewelry
Can
Co.,
see
maybe?
So there's always a chance that RDI does work with somebody else in your area. It's just never going to be me. I'm your girl over here.
Okay.
That's how it is. And Jackson Hole Trading Post. That's in North Carolina.
Jewelry.
Native Jackson Hole is in...
Oh, I know those guys. They're... Yeah.
And then there is a Jackson Hole Jewelry Company, LLC, that is also a brand new account that is Zachariah Turpin or something.
That's the other guy.
He does absolutely no business with us. So, yeah, he
might
be really bougie.
He's bougie.
He seems bougie. He's on Broadway. I mean, I don't even like him. No, I'm joking. I love Broadway. It was my first major. However,
He's a nice guy. I am friends with him.
Oh, well, good. It'll keep everything. There's enough business for everybody, and I hate when people really boil it down. Right? Like, I hate when people try to make it a big deal. But back to markups.
Okay.
So that 3/4 carat. Once you get into the light 90s, so a light 90 is an 80 pointer, as long as it has close to that 6mm spread, that's what all the Mall and Signet and Jared's and all their stores call it. The light 90 and or up to about a carat 20-ish, those are all going to be, and here's the crazy part, it does jump down quite a lot. 35 to 55% over.
Yeah. I mean,
and
you're not hurting my feelings. I don't
know where you guys are at with that. That's all. I know I'm not hurting your feelings.
55. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah, so where?
You're aligning. That's good.
Appraisals. Let's see. Oh, let's see. No, I was looking at the wrong list. Okay, so. Yeah, these guys are at 1.3 markup.
Perfect.
Let's see. Hold on. I think we're lower. Under $1,000, 50%. See, that's crazy. So that's like where you're saying we should be at 2x.
Mm-hmm.
1,000 to 2,000, 40%.
Okay.
Which I feel like we're low. 2,000 and up is 30%, all the way till infinity.
No. You want to make it go back up again after 30%.
Okay.
Or after 3-carat. I mean, just because they're harder. Okay. Yeah, especially on the natural front, because we're talking naturals here.
Yeah.
And I would say that you could absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be more, depending on the quality of what you're getting to, because there's a lot of factors and variables, obviously, but I would say, most importantly, the variable I would take into question would absolutely be, you know, this guy around the corner is bougie, so you got to keep that in your mindset, but also, you're also kind of I don't know how many non-locals come walking into your location or not, but
mm-hmm.
It's like the Caribbean, I like to say, when you're in a town like yours. It sounds like you probably already agree with what I'm about to say, but you're going to buy something to commemorate whatever, you know, whatever their visit is all about, unless you're there all the time.
Yeah.
Which is
what Peter and Jan think as well. That's the whole thing is this town is like, there's lots and lots of, you know, it's like, I think it's the wealthiest county in the U.S.
It is.
And there's like people that come in that are budget conscious and we like try to make everybody, you know, we'll make any, we try to hit the budget for whatever people want.
Absolutely.
And that's fine. But I feel like we are definitely in a place where we can be like standardized on our markups, not like, you know, after you hit $2,000, 30%.
Mm-mm.
Or only 50% on like an $1,100 stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're with sort of industry standards and make sure the business, you know, we do well for
everybody. You don't want to leave anything on the table, and you want to be the store that anybody and everybody can walk into and get them the Kennedy or the Jeter, so to speak, you know?
That's funny.
You're so modest, but you should be absolutely using that to your no avail right there.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I feel like people know we make nice jewelry, and we're trying our best.
Oh, you are. God, how did you get stuck in this industry? You are like kind and nice and have humble pie like at every single bite you're taking right now. But you guys are pretty awesome. You guys have no idea to have 8 employees. I have stores that have less than, or it's just a one-man shop with a daughter. So give yourself a big pat in the back with everything you have going on. I mean, your poor wife was a nurse, and now look at her. You know, a jewelry store owner, which sounds so glamorous, but we all know not really as glamorous as it always is.
Oh, geez,
or what you would want it to be.
God, her job. Oof.
I'm sure it was terrible. I'm sure it was.
Like, we don't have to wake up and tell someone they have AIDS on Monday morning.
Oh, God.
HIV. But, yeah, she was a public health nurse, so.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yep.
Wow.
Yeah, so sort of like
what a jump.
I know. I think like emergency room and like emergency room nurses and, you know, like the NICU and and like old people, like nursing is a hard job.
In general, I think.
Hers was just hard, just like all of them.
Yeah. When
but
I was
did a lot
studying.
Of family health stuff, so.
Oh, I'm sure. When I was studying and I had to do my first practicum for ENT, like I wanted to be a speech pathologist and audiologist, they threw me in with the geriatrics. And
yeah.
That's what turned me right back around. And I said, oh, no. I can't look at these people and have them be retaught how to speak and have their frustrations come on me because I feel bad. And then you just feel very defeated. And good for you to provide your family and your wife an outlet that she can, you know, now be hopefully very successful at. She's very kind voice.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't imagine anything not be that way. And I'm not just making it up. I said it to her before. I even spoke to
that.
You. And then Jan was like, we're going to take it easy. We're not going to talk to her anymore. I'm like, oh, boy, I must have really.
Oh, well,
I've thrown the wool at her thinking,
okay,
this is a good idea. She's owning the store, but I didn't realize, honestly, I didn't even know you guys had a whole separate shop around the corner.
Yep.
Until
I talked
to Ann on
was,
Friday.
All the information for her was new in the beginning.
Yep.
So,
and
so
that
she,
being said,
yeah.
too, I like RJO could be a good outsource for you guys in the perspective of you'll find your people in that group.
Yeah.
But also, they offer scholarships. For GIA and to go get your stones and get your training on that perspective.
Yeah, we want. I want to do it. I know Hannah definitely does. I feel like everybody in the business sort of wants to that's working with us.
I want to
offer that.
Oh, like the GIA appraisals and stuff.
Yeah,
or
like at least the diamond and all the classes.
Well, what I could share with you is I have never taken the GIA course.
yeah.
And I sell more diamonds than anybody else. It's all the likability. It's all who you are. It's all that elevator speech that I know.
I know. Well, that's how
my dad
is, too. My dad's been in the business forever. He's like, you don't need that.
Yep.
You know.
You need one person maybe in the store to have
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
Because
yep.
that one person could be your fallback on to get
exactly.
more business for appraisals, you know?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
I feel like I'm hitting
think?
A lot at you again. I'm
no,
sorry.
Okay.
I hope you're able to work while we talk.
No, yeah, it's fine. Yep. Do you think you could email me the diamond that you have that list, the markups?
Yeah.
Can you email that to me too?
Absolutely. Keep in mind, this was done in the middle of COVID before pricing really kind of went down overall. So.
Oh, so you think it's down?
I think that you can.
Let me know.
I think that you're going to be able to mark it up more because I think there's more value.
Yeah.
And the diamond prices are down on our side, so you're buying them at better price points. Right now is the best time for you guys to do your switch out with your diamonds, just so you know.